Hello.
Yes, Jim, how can I help you?
Can you hear me okay?
I can, Jim. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I turned the radio down. A very specific question concerning eating meat and not eating meat on Fridays during Lent. And I agree with the church's position, so that's not the issue. I do follow it. And I'm not supposed to eat meat, and that's considered a mortal sin. However, I listen to Relevant Radio a lot, and I listen to, occasionally to you know, Father Simon, and he sometimes will talk about you can eat it if it's going to be a socially awkward situation. And
okay.
A specific thing in my... Let me finish this. It's a very direct question I have. Tonight, which is Friday, I have a family gathering where I know that is going to be served in honor of, St. Patrick's Day, corned beef and cabbage. So can I go to that and eat the corned beef to avoid the problem, or should I just go and not eat the corned beef and eat something else? So that's my question.
Okay, Jim. What we're supposed to do is, as you say and as you know, is as a community, we abstain from meat every Friday in Lent, and especially Good Friday and Ash Wednesday. And that's for anyone 14 years and older can abstain from meat. Now, the serious sin is to completely ignore the fasting and abstinence requirements of the church, which are, and what we're asking the community is together we do these things as a community. So it's not just one time that makes it a mortal sin. It's when you completely ignore them, that's when it becomes grave matter. So in that sense, this one-off would not be seriously sinful. Now, would it be sinful at all in the circumstances you just described? And there, I must admit, I'm a bit ambivalent. It probably will be possible for you, if it was my family, this is how I'd handle it. I would say, oh, great. Can you just put mine? I'll take it home and have it tomorrow. I'm just today because I'm not eating meat. It's Friday. And they would fully understand that and, actually appreciate that. They appreciate, you know, my extended family because I'm a convert. I have some Catholics in it and some non-Catholics, and they'd understand that and they'd appreciate that. And that way I'm giving, witness to the church and doing that. But if I'm in a situation where it just be awkward and even insulting to my hosts not to eat what's placed before me, I think the fast then becomes to eat what's placed in front of me, even if I don't want to, which, as you know, Jim, in many social settings, that's what we do. You know, we have to, you know, we go to places and people, you know, provide us sometimes things that aren't our favorites, but we eat them because we're trying to be a good guest and respect the hospitality of the host. And I think that's, you'll just have to make a prudential judgment of which is the best to do in your particular circumstances. So thanks, Jim, for the call. I appreciate that.